Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee continued discussing amendments to House Bill 4145 Wednesday. In its current form, the bill would remove both the permitting and safety training requirements to carry a concealed weapon in the state. It would allow 18 to 21-year-olds to obtain a provisional permit to carry concealed. The House bill also includes increased penalties for people who unlawfully carry a gun or use a weapon to commit a crime, but the bill has seen some changes since its passage in the House, which could mean a long process before its final passage. Over 2 days, the Judiciary Committee considered and approved some changes to House Bill 4145. The committee's new bill removes the $100 tax credit members of the House of Delegates included for people who go through the permitting process after the legal requirement is removed. Wednesday, members considered an amendment presented by Senator Herb Snyder. The change would require anyone carrying concealed without a permit declare to a law enforcement officer they had a gun when stopped or detained. Snyder explained the amendment attempts to curb some of the concerns the police community has over the bill.
We've all been contacted by a lot of people on this, but without exception, the law enforcement community, their Sheriff's Association, realizes that this bill is probably going to pass. This is the one, with losing the fees and so forth, this is the one single item repeated over and over and over by the contacts from law enforcement that I've had that law enforcement would like to have in the bill.
On a voice vote.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Noes appear to have it. Noes do have it. I declare the amendment to the amendment rejected.
The amendment failed. An amendment to prohibit the carrying of a concealed weapon in an establishment that serves alcohol was also rejected. However, the bill, as amended, was approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee and will go to the full Senate for its consideration. Members of the House have already approved the bill, but since senators have made changes, the legislation will have to go back to the House for another vote. If delegates do not accept the Senate changes, the bill will go to a conference committee, which some members of the Senate say is likely. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.